Good afternoon, everybody. How are you all? My name is Veronica Entwistle, and you have tuned in to Radiance by Design. Radiance by Design is all about you. It's a call-in show, and what we're talking about is how we can transform and change and radiate at a higher and higher level these days. That's why it's a call-in show. It's my way of playing with you, you playing with me, and figuring out how to unlock the higher frequencies that are wanting to come through us. It's just made me really conscious lately that we're like, I haven't always paid attention to sacred geometrics, even though we do the geometric meditation, but I've just been seeing, I'm a seer, and like many of you are, and what I keep seeing is that we're toroids, which are like donut-like beings that keep that round part of the donut just keeps rolling and rolling, and I keep feeling like we're rolling out of the way we've been and rolling through our, moving out of our subconscious drives and rolling out of the patterning that was really, that part of our behavior for so long, and moving as the planetary vibrations move up, and as we've learned, even the vibrations in the solar system and even the universe, our galactic vibrations in the universe, everything is moving and moving. And we're finding that the energies are moving through us. So it's harder to stabilize what we used to think of as normal time. And the 2012 gurus that we've had on and that are writing and talking out there are talking a lot about how between now and 2012, the rate at which life changes is going to be massively fast. And Caroline Corey, who is a wonderful what could I call her, healer, consciousness worker, a lot of you know who she is amazing. We did a pre-record with her, talking to her in France the other day, and she's really big on how the changes that are coming through are absolutely altering reality beyond anything we could imagine. And my guides have been saying that for quite a while. It's like the where we're in the darker frequencies or with the old patterns of greed and if I have, you don't, that kind of separative stuff, the polarities and so on, are going to be in one world. And those of us who are really working to keep abreast of or move with or swim in the expansion of the higher frequencies seem to be in another reality. Remember the old line, which I think I got it from from the Arcturian Chronicles, which are just wonderful, wonderful books. But I think the final line was something like, change the energy, change the reality. So if we know that there are all kinds of beings around us and we can't see them, they might be ETs or aliens as we call them and so on, and we can't see them just because they happen to be in a different frequency or they're living in a different frequency, then it kind of stands to reason that our reality, as things move very fast, may place us in a vibrational reality where we just don't see other people that are in a different frequency reality. It's just, it gets to be kind of linear and logical, even though it sounds way out there. So I had a wonderful chat with her, and I hope some of you can stay on at 5 o'clock to hear her wisdom and her point of view on these rapidly changing times. So what I like to do for my show every week before I take callers is I like to set up a vibrational place. I call it the Sacred Geometric Meditation Center, where we set it all up because we need to protect ourselves so that we can, it's not protect ourselves, that's kind of a defensive thing. We need to be able to be consciously setting up the frequencies that we want to be in. We need to have a safe place to go in there and change and release past stuff. My guides always say 95% of the job of evolution these days is clearing, clear, clear, clear. I did some work at a children's workshop this past weekend. It's Children's Matrix Energetics, and their whole thing is that we're vibrational vehicles, and everything we do as an energy tool is cleaning, cleaning, cleaning ourselves away from all of the programming that's kind of stuck to us. So back to our sacred geometric meditation, it's really a system to set up a safe place in which you can create, you can clear, and you can create and design the future and the reality you want to manifest. You can do a lot of healing work in there. And why does it work? Because when you're really focused like that, you can amplify your ability to mobilize frequencies at will. You'll bring in higher frequency energy beings to help you and so on. I love it. And when you're on live radio that goes all over the world, imagine all the other people whose energies we're mingling with at this time. So when you set up these kinds of things, the Sacred Geometric Workshop, you're actually protecting yourself from living and breathing everybody else's energy quite as much. I'm not sure if we're totally, totally separated from other people. But I know it really helps a lot. I know because if I'm really feeling messed up by being in a crowd and suddenly I'm more vulnerable and I'm taking on a whole lot of energies, and we know that anyway, sometimes it's worse than others. When you're tired, you take on more. When I can get into these sacred geometric forms and into our meditation, or even just spin it in a double tetrahedron and use part of the meditation, I can clear myself way faster. It separates me from the mass energy. So I want us all to do that. And then I want you to call in and talk to me about what's going on in your life, where you're headed, what blocks you, what is it we need to clear today? Can we do some clearing together? Can we do some, I often tell everybody, I don't believe prediction should hold because these times are changing really fast. But we can do some forward looking and see what's coming up and see what we need to change in ourselves in order to affect, influence, and create a higher level prediction, if that's the right word. We can do that collectively and singularly. Oh, I have so much to say today. I better slow down and do one thing at a time, or you'll all know that I'm a Gemini a million miles away. Are you ready? So close your eyes unless you're driving. Even if you have a great third eye, it's a good idea to keep your eyes open when you're driving. A couple of deep breaths. I was just taking a minute to call in the presence as well. The guides and angels love to join us in this. There seems to be an awful lot of that kind of energy today. Isn't that great? Beings of light, truth, consciousness, and love. And let's focus way out into your favorite galaxy, one in which you have had soul journeying in life. And draw a crystalline tube from way out there, down in through the top of your head, right through your spine and into the core of the earth. And go back out there, not quite that far, a couple of miles out there, and create your first golden ball, pure gold, radiant, resonant. And then below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through our crystalline tube, right down through the spine, right down through into the lower golden ball. And then let's just do the octahedron again. Drop a four-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height, maybe 20 feet away from your body. I like to have my points front and back and side to side, but you can do what you like. And now do a four-sided pyramid upside down, meeting the points of my upward pointing pyramid. And then the point of that reaches into the lower golden ball. And now you have a wonderful octahedron structure, an eight-sided structure. And inside that, draw your crystal ball and let the outside edges of the crystal ball nudge the inside edges of your structure. And into that, see yourself in a star tetrahedron. Yes, it's the Star of David that is three-dimensional. There you are inside of that. And let's spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. Oh, my. Spin and spin. And you can just feel it. Do your arms feel lighter? You can actually just do this if you're down in the dumps and you'll feel much better. And now in front of you, imagine, let's do the crystalline grid. Let's see this amazing crystalline grid in front of you. And on the crystalline grid right at the beginning, put yourself there with some dream you have. I always say I want to be multidimensional. and to see yourself being whatever it is you want, tall, short, fat, thin, rich, poor. Well, who wants to be poor? Healthy, beaming, a radiant energy being, an electrode of consciousness. All right. And now beside that, see yourself doing a project that you really want to do. And in that project, see yourself, feel yourself, know yourself. Feeling really counts when you're manifesting. So see yourself, know yourself, be in that project. See it working well. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's a home. Maybe it's a business. Maybe it's a movie, a book, whatever. Just see yourself in there. And see it going really well and connecting with people that help it market or help it happen. Excellent. And add some of the details, you know, what kind of an impact do you want to have? Where do you want it to radiate out to? Good work. And now our next place is we're going to set up our Galactic Healing Center. We love that, don't we? It's the Galactic Healing Center. And I don't know what that looks like to you, but I always see a nice healing table there or a healing chair, whichever you prefer. And then we call in the beings that come in and help you. Sometimes they look like, sometimes they surprise us how they look. For some of you, you get energy forms, and some get aliens, some get a mixture of all of the above, some get angels. There you go. And now let's lie on the table or sit on the chair and ask for some healing for ourselves. You always have to start with yourself, guys, because you want to radiate into the world and be a contributor everywhere you go. And we all need healing because we're trying to clear millions of years of experience registered in our vibrational vehicle of self, right? Pulling it out. So whether you've got an illness or something broken or just all around want to evolve. Excellent. Excellent. Now what's really interesting is watch who heals you and how. Making me laugh. And I just wrap that, if you're not complete, wrap that in light, move it along, and then set up another chair or table and bring in someone you know needs healing and have them. And ask for the highest, remember? This is for the highest good of all concerned. And bring in this being that wants healing. Okay. And then wrap that person in light and that whole healing picture and have them stew away on that table or chair. And let's do one more. Yeah. Great. Now remember, if you can shift the etheric with people, and you can do that because there is no time and space when it comes to energy, you can actually influence how they're feeling on the physical. Most of you know this. Yeah. And then once again, close that scene with a beautiful light bubble and let it continue for as long as it needs to. And then let's come out of our healing room saying thank you so much for the beings who presented themselves. And let's take a look at political world. What is it, the economic crisis? Let's take a look at the actually shattering style of running the globe economically and even politically. And let's send some really powerful light to various parts of the world so that we can all evolve together and unhook some of the more dangerous components in the way we've run the world. Because I believe this, like a lot of you do, that it's really time for us to evolve as a species beyond this dog-eat-dog reality or the control of a few. There. And now let's take some pink, bright pink light, and I also see white gold light as well, mingling with the pink. And then we send this flood of this pink light over to, for example, Iraq. And it's a light of harmony and evolution, and it's a gift, and we're sending it right over to Iraq. And I won't get really specific. Send it to anywhere in the world that you're very, very concerned about that needs help. Yeah, all over the world, various spots where people are sick, where people don't have anything. All these people that have lost their houses, or people that are freaked out because they have no retirement and so on. And the shifting money value, let's send it all to the banks all over the world. And the source of income, let's send it to that so that people can be more harmonious and more creative and feel absolutely loved and honored no matter what their financial value is in the world. Good. And let's send it all through the White House and the Pentagon and the administrations. Different governments around the world. I feel like we need to send a whole blob over to China. That's right. And anywhere else that you're thinking about at this time, and send that pink light all over the world so the world, the earth herself, is bathed in this harmonious pink, gold, white light. And that those beings who are visiting us from other planetary systems are absolutely entranced and touched by the amount of harmony that we have all over the world. Good. And now move yourself back in and draw that pink light back into yourself. And then here we are. Oh, no, we're not back yet. We have to spin and spin and spin in our star tetrahedron. I almost forgot that part. I was doing global and universal travel. What were you doing? Spin and spin and spin and spin. Yeah. And, of course, and then we'll come back in, and I'd love you to call in. One of the things that Caroline Corey's conversation today, every time I've talked to her, and I really, really enjoy her, but she always talks about the first thing we do is connect to source energy. And that reminded me of how many ways we understand the use of subtle energy, how the energies are changing, and how connecting to source is a really, really valuable tool. That I would put it this way. I would say that whenever we know, whenever we connect our consciousness to the fact that we have divinity and amazing potential and possibility running right through our entire being, whenever we really install that awareness in a meditative way or some way that breaks out of the normal consciousness and into our higher consciousness, we are much, much, much more able to manifest and to flow with these rapidly moving high-frequency energies. It's really true. So I wanted to talk about that all the way through this. No matter what we're talking about, remember to stop. My grandson told me when he was 3, Grammy, if you're worried, you got to stop, breathe, and think. That's what he was learning then. And I've held on to that because that's so good. So what we want to do when we're fretting and worrying is stop, breathe, and then reconnect with our minds and our hearts to the fact that we are divinity deep down. That's what's really exciting, isn't it? The other thing, I wanted to talk about, there's so many things happening. A lot of people are trying to break out of family of origin. A lot of people are not feeling that great. I want to mention that that very often is a product of the fact that we're moving energies through our body mind, as I said, without any help from us. They're already moving faster and faster. The civilization is changing. There's a dissemblement going on, but there's some really exciting, miraculous things going on. And so what can happen is it feels like we're running some pretty toxic stuff through ourselves, you know? And so a lot of times we don't feel all that great. but it's not because you're creating problems. Well, you are in a way. What you're creating is a sense of discomfort because you've shifted, or you're beginning to shift in your consciousness. You're shifting away from the way you've made yourself secure as a human being. You're shifting the energy so that you aren't following the same patterns as you have before. You're shifting in order to get out of the old paradigm and to get into the new paradigm. That's why we're calling it paradigm shifters. Hey, you're one and I'm one. So call in with your information today about what's going on in your world. What are you shifting? How's it going for you? Do you feel badly? Do you have tools for us? Do you have questions for us? If you're in the States, it's 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227. If you're calling in from Canada, hi Canada, 888-810-8322, 888-810-8322, and the direct line is 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. Talking about the changes and the shifts that were going on and paradigm shifting, you know, we're pretty conscious of the fact that, for example, when we're intending, when we're really inside of ourselves and finding the divinity, we can make enormous changes in ourselves. And I've done this, some of this myself, where you can go in and in your deep inner focus, for example, I have a few of you friends who say, I want to see with my third eye. So you can go in and really intend. You can bring in the higher, the presence, for the sake of all concern, for love, for consciousness. You want to go in and just sit and focus on your inner. Go right into a meditation and then focus and focus. And what you focus on is wanting to see beyond. So you sit there and you focus and focus and focus, and you literally can bring to yourself amazing, we'll call them powers or abilities or skills. It's really exciting what you can do. And the other thing that's very interesting is so many meditation techniques these days, or people are telling us, we're changing our DNA. We're getting to change our DNA in various workshops and various meditation tools. And I was watching the beginning of Spider-Man for the millionth time with my grandson the other day, and I was watching as they showed, you know, they've got these great cellular reproductions of what's really going on with the DNA. So he gets bitten by a radioactive spider, and then they show you what happens with his DNA, and they show you the DNA changing. And I'm chuckling, going, you know what, we're hopefully not being bitten by a radioactive spider, but I suppose you could make a metaphor for that, couldn't you, with all that's been going on and our awareness of the control issues going on with, say, money and the dishonesty and so on. So we were all bitten by, in quotes, authority. And it really does. When we go through a huge change and a trauma on a collective basis, it does influence, and we can change our DNA. And one of the things we can do is learn to wrest power from those phony authorities, or for the lying authorities, if you want, and really empower what we are to become more creative. And it's very exciting. And what we can do is go inside and really ask to shift and change our DNA. What is it you want to be able to do? You want to see beyond. You want to heal things. You want to create abundance and resources without having to play that other game that we're so horrified by. And I was watching, again, I've mentioned this before, but David Wilcox's little YouTube movies, and I was watching a little bit of the one on 2012, Enigma, where he talks about the crop circles and how the crop circles are talking to us about various things going on. And one of the things that he was referring to and pointing, giving his, he had slides of these particular crop circles. This one, if you want to see it, is YouTube 2012 Enigma. It's only 10 minutes and it was part one, but I think the larger one is there as well. But in any case, in the crop circles, it shows the pictures of the breaking of the chromosomes, and it shows the symbols and the pictures of the DNA and the double strand and then the triple strand. It shows all of these really interesting things. And the point he's making is that the crop circles that are coming through and showing this kind of stuff, they're spaced time-wise as if meaning one of them will come up in 96, one comes up in 99, and so on. They're showing that he believes anyway, and I think it's true, they're showing that our DNA changes or the chromosome breaks and changes are coming up and absolutely shifting our potential and our species. He says that the crop circles are messages, which I also believe. What do you think about all that? It's really exciting. These days are very exciting. And one of the hardest things is to stay super stable in the middle of it. But one of the ways to really stabilize is to drop inside and really learn to connect to your divinity or find the light within, to find the authority within. If you can become authentic and really become yourself, your light will grow and you will have I go back to the toroid reference, you'll have like a light moving up through your body instead of facing a lot of resistance. And it's the resistance that makes us feel both sick and scared and looking for our old ways of being secure. What do you think of this? And I was channeling earlier and I was talking to the guides about, I had read something interesting about the Indigo Children. It was through Celia Fenn's newsletter, which is so good. A wonderful woman named Squirrel, who often sends things into Jackie's show, sent this one. And it was very good. And one of the things that Celia Fenn mentioned is there's so much change going on in the vibrational reality of our existence. But she said, look what we did to the special children that came in, the Indigo Children and the Crystal Children and the Rainbow Children. Look what we did to them. Instead of them coming in and bringing us light so that we could be led to a higher level, you know, they came in and they kind of faced a lot of resistance, going back to resistance, on our planet, didn't they? They faced a ton of resistance, and then a lot of them get into being shot up, and then they got into addictions and so on. And I looked at that and I went, that's true. We actually didn't honor them and we didn't support them, did we? And I talked to the guides about that, and the guides said really that that a lot of them that come through that process of addiction, first of all, some of them are really lost, just as there are some, you know, always in every civilization, in every society, some people are not heard and do not get to sing their song. They said some are truly lost, but many of the ones that have gone through intense addictions have come forward in such a way as to be able to lead and change the community consciousness on the planet. And then Bob mentioned how they've talked for, you know, quite a long time about how these people are going to lead in the sense of a community consciousness, meaning instead of us all be separated according to our identity with money and funds and so on, we're going to be able to move into kind of community awareness and living in groups of compatible beings. I mean, it's pretty interesting. So they have done quite a bit of service so far, and that it would be wise of us to pay more attention to when they come in and make sure that they're not just simply protected, but that their purpose and the job that they came to do is also revered and honored, both teaching them to do that and accepting that they're doing that. Sometimes it's hard to listen to small people and really know that they're leading the way. So then I asked about autism. What's the big deal about autism? Of course, we always ask that question. A lot of us want to know these days. And they're saying that the connections in the brain, and, you know, there's so much stress going on, and the food's changed, and we've got broken food, we got fast foods and so on. So the brain connections have been disrupted, and yes, it can be en route to an evolution, but it really is a very sad statement about how they cannot be that they're not just of a higher being. It's like they're maybe more authentic, but they can't get their authenticity out. So they're living in a kind of a trapped time, and it really is a time to learn how to connect with them. I think a lot can be done to help autistic people, and it very often comes through, again, good quality food and nurturing and so on. Anyway, that's when are you going to call in? You're not going to call in. You're going to just let me chatter away here. I have some more notes to do. All right. And I found, you know, one of the things that I'm going to give you some homework here, too. But I'd love it if you call in, and if you don't, I'm going to do some work with you. But one of the things that I've been paying attention to lately, and I never remember the details of what it is I'm doing. So I, when I'm out there puttering around, it's a really good idea to watch for symbols. Symbols will teach you a lot about what, how are. Yeah, my friends used to talk about how enslaved we were, and I was trying to be very Pollyanna, and I didn't want to say that. But now I realize that we really are, how we're kept at a certain level of understanding, comprehension, and freedom. Now, of course, we're moving out of it bit by bit. But it really is a good idea. I remember my friend Randy Masters explaining to me about all the symbols, and he was using symbols that are on, for example, sports clothing and so on, saying that those symbols are keeping us subconsciously trained, okay, to be less than, to be involved with a certain way of being, you know. So, oh, goody, I've got a caller. I'll just finish this one thought. So anyway, I didn't pay too much attention to that because to me that puts me in overwhelm and I go, I don't know if I can handle that right now. But I have since decided that we are incredibly enslaved. And the whole process of awakening is us recovering our authority over ourselves. And today I was driving and I was thinking about this radio show and I was chuckling because in front of me there was a car with a wheel on the back, a tire on the back. It was a little, I don't know, I can't remember what kind of a car, Toyota, I think it was a little truck, and had a wheel on the back. And then there was a flower of life in the center of the wheel in the hubcap. And inside of that, there was the Star of David. Now, they weren't called that at the time, but it was really beautiful. And I went, oh, there's some symbols. And I didn't spend too much time looking at or thinking about it until talking to you. I want to say, let's talk about symbols one of these days. So I want you to all do a little bit of homework and see if you can see interesting either geometric symbols or control symbols or whatever that are out there that are in the fabric of things that are manufactured or stuff that were being sold. Anyway, we have a caller, and I'm delighted. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. This is Jean. How are you?
I'm very glad to hear from you. I'm very fine. How are you?
I'm doing good, I think. But I think...
You look like you're awakening, girl.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, I was very depressed last weekend, but I didn't know why. I don't know.
Is that your question?
No, just that, but I think when you were talking about that, the children, we didn't pay enough attention to the kids, and I realized that last week I hardly watch TV, but just I happened to watch some the drama, CSI something.
Oh,
and
yes.
Then like a random violence, like a psychopath that some sociopath just randomly killed some couples, and ever since I was so depressed, and then I realized that almost from Monday through Friday, every night, all the TV shows are all about criminals, you know, crimes and investigations. And then
right.
I thought, yeah, then the kids, you know, grow up watching those dramas, and then how that would affect their mind. I just saw one drama, one episode, and I got so depressed. I don't know whether this is my depression, something to do with that, but it was just so depressing.
I think you're absolutely right. And I want to say this about you vibrationally, mm-hmm. is that you are waking up. You're becoming more and more sensitive. And in that sensitivity is a tremendous evolutionary strength, the strength of awakening. And when you're watching these things, and I have to tell you the truth that sometimes I never watch CSI, but sometimes I'll watch ones that have a bit of violence in them. Usually I flick them off. But when you're changing and growing and reaching for a lighter frequency, those shows literally emanate really intense energies that literally prod. Here's your belly area, your subconscious is changing and transforming, and it really prods that part in there that knows about danger and knows about affliction and knows about victimization. It really prods. It's like vibrations poke out of the television and whack into you. Drama works that way as well, doesn't it? And I agree with you. I don't know why we don't have more limitations, more controls over the kinds of mass media presentations there are, because I know that it influences kids. I agree with you.
Yeah, it's a huge influence. And then what you said kind of makes sense, because like I feel like I'm getting more and more sensitive to those kind of like violences.
Now. Yeah.
Some
because
kind
for
of
you,
graphical stuff. Mm.
Looking at you, it's that you're already moving a lot of that kind of old programming out of your body mind. You're going to change radically, Jen.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, and it's more dangerous. We get more afflicted by this violent stuff when we're changing and growing, because it grabs hold of things you're trying to move through your body and keeps them activated, you know? It activates the old stuff you're trying to get over.
Oh, I see.
And if you can know it and help yourself clear it, you know, if you clear it consciously, you don't have to be a product of it or victimized by it so much. Recommendation is don't turn it on.
Oh, yeah. I shouldn't have. The thing is that now I'm listening, these days I'm listening to Abraham's CDs that you recommended a while ago. And I purchased one from Amazon, and I'm listening to it, and it's very good.
Yeah, because they just really keep you on top of your brain, don't they?
Yeah, it's very good. I like the way she puts, you know, the words and the kind of, Abraham's expressions, and it's... It's very, their point is very clear.
Yes. And very constant. I mean, you know, it's good to run them through your mind all the time, right?
Yes. And
anyway,
I'm trying to practice it, you know, feeling good.
You're not trying, you're doing it. You're practicing, remember?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your call, Jen.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And that's really, bye, honey. That's really true, isn't it, that if we are exposed, if we're watching really violent images, then our whole body mind gets really distorted, doesn't it? That's why I'm kind of getting into a lot of the lectures of YouTube and so on. I actually don't watch much violent TV anymore at all, although I do watch House all the time. And I don't watch the news, because it really just tears you down a lot of the time. If you think that you can move beyond these, this in quotes, economic crisis and keep creating and living, and then you go pay attention to all of that, again, going back to Abraham or anyone else that says, work with your thoughts, work with your thoughts, work with your thoughts, it's like we absolutely ingest some of the strangest thoughts, and we feel like we're impotent. And I think that's why I was talking about slavery. People used to say we're enslaved, and I really didn't want to believe it. But until we take charge of what we allow to come into us, till we take charge of, for example, what we're going to be entertained by and so on, we are kind of enslaved, aren't we? We're just a product of what's being poured out there. So I don't know what kind of, do any of you have ideas of what shows are really good to watch and what's really uplifting? I'd like to hear about that. sometimes entertainment itself is, where people are singing and dancing and so on. I think that there's a lot about, I was going to say, I think there are some shows being created to lift us beyond. Somebody told me that Grace, what's her name, with Holly Hunter, is a good one. And I watched that, and it's really violent. So I don't know. I think violence has really got to go in our evolutionary time, because the actual seeing it is like violence to us. Somebody else told me that that they were reading in something called Freakonomics. They said that the statistics of brutal crimes are way down, and they thought it was because of the fact that people were living violence vicariously on television. That could be true for some people, but I do know this, that if you're a vibrational vehicle and you really want to be conscious of bringing in divine energy or source energy and so on, you can get your sensitivities bludgeoned by and cannot receive the awareness of these higher frequency energies. So I have to think about that as well. So since we're not going to have any callers right now, so hurry up and call in, I think what we'll do is an exercise of clearing, let's see, I think of Jean's call, I go of clearing, because she was a good caller, because she shows in her subconscious area a huge amount of movement going on, and she claimed that she was depressed. Depressed often looks much more stagnant. It looks much more like a pudding. In her case, it looks more like an awakening going on, and there's a lot of dark stuff that comes up when we're awakening. So let's see if we can do an exercise to bring light through. I want you all to wrap yourselves in light. Got to wrap yourselves in light, otherwise you can take on a lot of people's energy. And now let's call in, let's see, let's call up, and again, wrap yourself in light. And I want to say that you're very, very, I'm looking at several people here who are really afraid because of, say, the financial markets. Let's just look at that, all right? And I don't want to just go into fear because we'll all get kind of blasted. So what I want to look at is people's solar plexus, okay? Let's take a look at your solar plexus. And I want you to say to yourself something like, I'm really powerful. Boy, am I ever powerful. Boy, am I ever powerful. Now, what comes up in your solar plexus when you do? Because your solar plexus is the area in which your personal power expresses itself. So sometimes our personal power thinks it's best when we're defensive, right? So let your solar plexus reveal to you what's really going on. What is your personal power? Let's feel it there. And let's exaggerate it. Okay, now somebody's got some strange stuff going on there. Yeah, somebody's feet have gone dead. That, you know what that tells me? When your body, pay attention to your body. Which parts of your body go numb, okay? Because somebody's feet have gone dead. Somebody else has got some strange jaw stuff going on, like your jaw wants to clench. Remember, we're in the solar plexus. But what happens when you're in the solar plexus is issues of power, and they will reflect in different parts of your body, and there will be a tension there. Remember, we have the power to create the life that we really want. But it takes a lot of mustering to be in charge of all those fields, which can be battered about by television, for example. All right, so again, call up. I am very, very powerful. I'm really powerful. And again, see what else happens. Somebody's got shoulder problems. Somebody's got neck problems. Remember, neck is where we hold consciousness of self. And again, let's see, who else has got the jaw thing and the hips, the pelvic area. All right, let's again wrap, keep yourselves wrapped in light, and we're going to exaggerate all those things that come from our personal power. And we're asking for help from the presence. Yeah. Asking for help. And we're going to command total release of all those issues of power. Command total release. Total release. Good. And now we're going to draw, let's see, we'll use the spiraling platinum light and have that come in through the top of your head, and it's really bright. I keep getting purple in it, too, because I always like to work with the violet flame and the violet fire. Anyway, if you've got spiraling platinum light and you're bringing it in through the top of your head and it's got other colors in it, as long as they're bright, let them come. And let's spin that spiraling platinum light around through the top of your head and have it work round and round and round in your brain, round and round in your mind, in your brain, in behind your face. This is a bit of a facelift for us all, too. Behind your face and swish through your jaw and down your neck. Yeah, a little bit harder, a little bit through your neck. Come on, some of you have got a really stuffy throat there. Right through your neck and through your shoulders and down your arms till your fingers tingle. Back up the arms and into your shoulders and then whirl that round and round and round in your shoulders and your chest and your solar plexus. And you move it round and round and round and round and round and then down through the belly area. And then down through your legs into your feet till they tingle and then shoot through the core of the earth. Whoops, and then it'll pop up again. Now remember that your personal power is really interesting because to be enslaved means that you're not counting on your personal power. It means you've got authority coming from out there. But what we're talking about today is you're going to choose source energy. You're going to choose call in. I like saying calling up the healing, calling in your higher power and various colored frequencies, calling in consciously that energy that you want to have influence you, and not just go around letting authority that comes from your thinking and from the past run and decree your life. It's really, really important because if we become authorities over ourselves, then we can really design and create an amazing life. And remember Lynn McTaggart's experiment? She does the intention experiment. You know how she did, they did these experiments where they had all these people who signed on to her website, and then they sent light, they just, in their mind, from all over the world, they sent light to a hospital ward in Israel, and the people got better, right? And then they sent, the other part of it that's very exciting to me, is they sent light to 1995, a group of people. And they all had better lives today when they were done. So it's like, and this has all been chronologued scientifically, okay? They've got these laboratories that have been keeping track of all these experiments, you know, double blind or whatever. But what's really exciting about that is that we have the ability and the power to empower ourselves in an amazing number of interesting ways. It's running light through ourselves, contacting source energy, contacting the presence. We don't have to be enslaved. We need to be empowered by the truth of who we are. So I really recommend that you listen to Carolyn Corey at 5 o'clock, Caroline Corey, or if you don't have time, check out her website, omniumfoundation.com. You spell omnium, O-M-N-I-U-M, foundation.com. Because she's got a wonderful connection to source meditation on there. Plus, she's got a list of classes that she offers online. The other thing I mentioned is Matrix Energetics. I went to the children's workshop this weekend. I went to half of it. And it's really amazing how they're actually teaching kids, little kids in some cases, to work with energy in such a way that they can shift blocks in their own energy fields and in their own parents, for example, or in their family structures, and they can move into the past and into the future, and it's really quite magical what these children are being taught. Now, again, that's something you can look up, which is matrixenergetics.com, and I'm not just trying to pawn you off on other people's work. I'm just saying that it's so possible to be very, very magical in our vibrational structures, in our consciousness, as Jean said, in the Abraham style of, or the secret style of using your mind, which is ancient metaphysics really, isn't it? Using your mind to create always, always choosing your pictures, your focus, your goals, and so on. It's a really exciting time to live in. And yeah, we feel buffeted about by being pulled apart from that, which we knew was the old reality paradigm, but holy mackerel. Anyway, we're drawing to a close and nobody called in. Oh my, isn't that interesting? All right, so I think we're going to do one more. What is it? 352? 452. We're going to do one more. I don't know if I have time. Let's do a quick meditation, too. If you'd like to do a quick sounding meditation, it's a really good way to brighten up your chakras. And when you brighten up your chakras, you're literally dumping off old programs that are sitting in there like flotsam and jetsam that are working out. And you can do it with sound. You can do it with breath. You can do it with visualization. You can do it with a combination. You can also do it with movement. Oh, one other thing I forgot to say is I want to invite any of you who've got last-minute time and funds to come on down to Costa Rica. We're going to do a wonderful 5-day workshop on going in deeply. We're doing a lot of meditations, a lot of movement, a lot of visualization, but a lot of very deep personal work to help discover more and more of our authentic nature to truly move faster through a lot of this evolutionary process we're in this process of awakening. I'm doing this at the retreat center of a dear friend, Jill Ruttenberg, and her husband, Bob Ruttenberg. And the retreat center is called amatierra.com, if you want to look it up. It's called Amatierra, and it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful gathering. It's small, it's limited, and it's partially full. And I know I'm quite last minute about this, but, you know, we Geminis have to be last minute. That's how we fly. So I'd love it if any of you'd like to join us and do some pretty intense and fun work. We might even do some work with horses and do a zip line and do some park and beach stuff as well. So let's just make a quick sound into each chakra and then I'll sign us off, okay? The base chakra is red. And these are just the simple chakras. This is not the entire network. And make the sound. And feel that chakra buzz. And the belly area is and it's orange. And your solar plexus is bright yellow. Remember, you make that sound until you clear the tensions that are in there. Oh. And your green chakra is. And the throat is. It's blue. Your third eye. Got to clear your throat to get that third eye open, you know. And the top of your head is. And it's violet. And now take that violet light and wrap it round and round and round your body. And then you're ready to go into the world as a contributor with your bright lights to stabilizing you and readying you for great changes on this planet and in your heart and soul. Coming from the heart. This is Veronica Entwistle. Thank you for tuning into this show. I'll be with Jackie's show at 8 o'clock on Thursday night on BBS Radio. And I don't know what she's talking about, but I love it. And I get to interview the team, her wonderful channeled beings. And I will be back next Tuesday with Radiance by Design. But, you know, I don't know who my guest is on Paradigm Shifters. If you'd like a session with me or if you'd like to make a comment on these shows or suggest a guest, Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle.com. That's Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle, no H in Entwistle.com. And I sure look forward to hearing from you. Think about coming to Amatierra. It's March 25th to March 31st. All right, many blessings. Thank you for the one call, Jean. And much love to you all. Take some love, open your heart, take some love and pass it on. See you soon.